the government encouraged the manufacture and importation of military firearms for the criminals to use. This is intended to foster a feeling of insecurity, which would lead the American people to voluntarily disarm themselves by passing laws against firearms. Using drugs and hypnosis on mental patients, in a process called Orion, the CIA inculcated the desire in these people to open fire on schoolyards and thus inflame the anti-gun lobby. This plan is well underway and so far is working perfectly. The middle class is begging the government to do away with the Second Amendment.
Well, it's just one other manifestation of the Nazi Gestapo police state which has taken over this country. What angers me most is the stupidity of the vast herd of American sheeple out there that think they know something and they don't even know what planet they're on, to tell you the truth. You hold a pale horse? Well, actually, I wrote it over a period of years back beginning in the early 80s and continuing up into about 88. I finished it, I believe, in 89. And I may have added a couple of things in 90, and then it was published in December of 1990. I have no idea. It's been the number one underground bestseller of all time with no advertising whatsoever. People sell it on the street corners in New York City. Barnes & Noble had to take it off the shelf in their New York City bookstore because it's, by their own admission, it's the most stolen book in their inventory. Every prediction that I ever made has come true, except for one, and that was only because I had not realized that they had gone as far as they have, and that prediction that I was wrong about was that Manuel Noriega could not be tried in American court and sentenced to an American prison, as he was the head of a sovereign nation and thus had diplomatic immunity, just like anyone he would send to our country to represent his country. And, that certainly proved that no one in the world is safe now from the encroaching New World Order, and they can go after anybody they want to, including the President of the United States if they want to, and Americans don't understand that. They think we can go after somebody that's the head of a foreign country, but we're still safe. We're not safe. Nobody's safe anymore. Well, either Americans are going to wake up and they're going to stand up in unison and take up arms and challenge the federal government to step back within the boundaries of the Constitution, or there's going to be a civil war in this country. The only alternative to that is total enslavement of the entire human race on a global scale, because that's where this is going. This is all about a one-world totalitarian socialist government. It's about destroying all existing nation states, destroying all existing religions, save the religion of those who are bringing this about, which is the secular humanist socialist religion. The people whose ancestors came to the New World to escape religious persecution in the Old World stood and watched the Branch Davidians burn, including all of their children, all of their women, and they cheered and said that it was... It was because they were a bunch of religious fanatics. I heard Christians say that. I heard Orthodox Jews say that. I heard Baptists say it. I heard Catholics say it. And to their shame, I have to tell them that they are not religious, moral people. They are stupid, ignorant sheeple who are on the verge of enslavement, and they're going to deserve exactly what they get. I have no sympathy for them whatsoever anymore. I used to. I used to cry big alligator tears for them in their ignorance, and I used to do everything I could to wake them up. I've drawn my line in the sand, and I'm going to do what's right by God, and I don't give a damn who cares or who likes it or who doesn't, even if it means I have to die on my doorstep. Not only will I not come in, but if the Civil War has to start right here, it will. I am not a tax fraud or a tax cheat. I pay all legal, lawful, and constitutional taxes, which I am required to pay. I've never defrauded any bank or any person in my entire life, and I will protect my rights with the tools given to me by the founders in case it should ever come to this. And if the rest of the sheeple want to proceed into the pens and get sheared and then continue up the ramp to the slaughter, that's their business. No matter what happens here, I win. Why do we have to look at the communists? It's happening right here in the United States. Has been for quite some time. the only ones that have reached the public eye are the Weaver family and the Branch Davidians in Waco, Texas. But it's happened on a large scale all across this country in every state. It usually is contained at the local level. And one of the indications that that you will know that I'm right is that you haven't seen what's happening here on any of the major news networks, and you're not going to, because I've taken a stance documented in the law. I've posted it on my web page. I have stated that I am a portion of the unorganized militia of the state of Arizona and the United States of America for many years, and that my stance is well-grounded. I'm right. I have a right to do what I'm doing, and anybody that comes up here and tries to encroach upon my rights or take away the protection of the Constitution from me and my family is going to get a bullet. But the truth is, the policeman came right out of the community where the sheeple live. Why would anybody think that they're going to be any smarter than the rest of the animals out there? Well, it's absolutely true. He is a big exception. There are only about three sheriffs in the entire country who know what their authority is and have the guts to take a stand. This is the only police chief that I've ever heard of who's taken the proper stand. So if you want to know if they're going to go along with it, yeah, they'll go along with it to get their little paycheck. See, they've sold their country out for what, $20,000 a year, $30,000 a year? That's pretty cheap, isn't it? And for maybe they'll get a retirement check in 20 or 30 years. So they sold their whole country out. They sold their children's future. They sold their grandchildren's future and their great-grandchildren, whom they haven't even seen yet. Well, in the first place, you're wrong in your premise. They don't think at all. That's why commercials are 30 seconds long. That is the attention span of the average American sheeple. They can't think beyond 30 seconds. That's why no American company, our business, our group plans ahead more than about 2 or 3 months, right? And that's why we're getting beat by the Marxist socialist communists, because they have 5-year plans, 10-year plans, 15-year plans, 25-year plans, and 50-year plans, and they stick to them. Either the American people are going to become slaves within just a few years, and it's going to be an enslavement like nobody can even dream of, and it's going to extend worldwide, and we're the only people that can stop it, because we're the only people in the world still who have the capability and the arms to be able to stop it. Or there's going to be a civil war which will last between 5 and 15 years to restore constitutional Republican government and freedom and liberty worldwide. I don't want it to happen either. Ever since I saw the plan back in 1971 and 72 when I was on the intelligence briefing team for Think Pack Fleet to bring about one world totalitarian socialist government, and when I saw that the United States was behind the whole thing, this is not coming from without. The United States created the United Nations. The United States created the European Union that has just been formed. The United States is acting as the world police force right now, with its headquarters in Washington, D.C. Stated and avowed policy of the United States government to create world government over the ashes of all sovereign nations and existing religions around this world. Telling you that I saw that plan while I was in the Office of Naval Intelligence on the intelligence briefing team, the Commander-in-Chief of the Pacific Fleet. That's what the Behold a Pale Horse is all about. That's what's in that book. Hey, this has been a goal for this. It's the reason this country was founded, and Americans don't understand that. The Founding Fathers, many of them were deists. They were members of the secret society. Some of them were members of the Illuminati. They created this country and gave the common man freedom for the first time in the history of the world, making him a king in his own right. They told him what he had to do to keep his freedom and what he would lose if he didn't do it. And when they did this, giving the common man freedom, it toppled all the kings and queens off their thrones all around the world, and that was the major goal of establishing this country. If the common man could have been vigilant and maintained his freedom and not given in to the I want, and I deserve, and you got to feed me, and you got to do this, and you got to take care of me, and change my diaper, and wipe my butt, and get me a job, and entertain me, and all that kind of stuff, which always leads back into what they call democracy, which always leads into socialism, which end goal stated by Marx and Lenin is communism. Democracy is absolutely indispensable to socialism. Oh, it shocked the hell out of me, but they thought I was one of them. It was an accident that I got in there. I'd been a member of the Demolay Society when I was 13 years old, only attended 3 meetings, and then my father was transferred to Japan. I never saw another lodge and never went to another meeting, and that was the end of that. And I filled out all my documentation for my top secret QSI security clearance, which was required to be able to work in the command center and on the briefing team at SINPAC Fleet. I didn't see Demolay on there, so I checked Freemason. And when I checked Freemason, that's what opened all the doors and got me the security clearance and put me in those positions to be able to see what I saw. And I think the hand of God was working when that happened so that I would be able to warn his people of what was coming. And I've been doing that ever since. I didn't see absolutely everything, but I saw enough to give me an edge and a vast head start on anybody that's ever lived before in the public sector that's not normally privy to this information. And I spent ever since researching to find out what it all meant and where we're going. Well, because they know what's coming. They know that there's a hardcore group of American men and women who are devout, religious, moral people, who love freedom, and are dedicated to the concept of liberty and freedom, and will fight to protect and defend constitutional Republican government against anything that comes along. And when that begins, it's going to be a terrible, terrible thing. I've spent most of my adult life trying to warn people or wake up enough people so that this did not have to happen, because I know it's going to be terrible. It means the public is stupid, and they're already a hair's breadth away from total enslavement. If they had any brains at all, they would have said, no, I'm not taking that. And if you don't like it, that's tough. And all those businesses and all those driver's license bureaus and all those the revenue that it brings in for all those cities and counties would have just evaporated in smoke, and they would have backed down and said, okay, you don't have to do it. We'll do it another way. But they're too stupid to do that. They don't understand that the power in this country is the power of the people, and that they don't have to do anything that's outside the bounds of the Constitution. And the government can be held within the bounds, the restraints that the Constitution put upon it, that our founding fathers created so that the American people could never be enslaved. So that
yes.
Nobody could come and invade this country and enslave the American people. The only way it could be done is from within, if the American people allowed it to be done. Well, let me give you a vision of the future. There will be no money. There won't be any driver's licenses. There won't be any insurance cards or anything like that. Everybody will have an account on a computer. Everybody will have a computer chip implant somewhere on their body that will access the computer. Everybody, when they go to work, will get so many credits for that work, and they can go out and wave their little computer chip in their hand or whatever it is under a scanner at the supermarket and buy whatever they've got credits to buy. And if they don't have credits, they got to stay home until they get some credits. What's insane about it is that the American people think that that would be convenient or that that would be good for them. It is the ultimate in-run goal to enslave the populace and to steal what's left that's not already stolen by the elite who are engineering and machinizing all of this stuff to make it come about.
There's going to be a civil war in this country, and it's going to come soon. The only thing that can stop it is by waking up vast amounts of sleeping people. Sheeple is what they are. They are following the Judas goat right into the shearing pens, and from there they will go to the slaughter, and they will not know that anything is wrong until they smell the blood of the sheeple in front of them.